Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf, Dalet Pesachim 4. And in today's Daf Yomi, at the very, very top of Dalet Amud Aleph of 4a, the Gemara is continuing its discussion of showing that a person is supposed to speak in a refined manner and not say things, even if it's bad news, not say it directly. So the Gemara tells a story about Rav Barachua de Rebbe Chia Ubar Achte, that Rav was the son of Aibu, and this man Aibu was the brother of Rebbe Chia on his father's side, and also he was the son of Ima. There's a dispute, but that's the way Rashi understands that Ima was the name of the sister of Chia on his mother's side. So on this basis, and we have a reference to this family that occurs in Sanhedrin 5a, where we're told that Aibu, Chana, Shila, and Rebbe Chia were all the children of Abba Bar Acha from Kafri, and Ima was the sister of Rebbe Chia on the mother's side. And Ima married Aibu because she wasn't actually a relative of him. And so that is basically the basis for this story. So Kisel Kohasam, when Rav went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Amarle, so Rebbe Chia asked him, Rebbe Chia lived in Eretz Yisrael, he said to him, Aibu Kayam, is Aibu still alive? And Amarle, and Rav responded to Rebbe Chia, and this is the way Rashi interprets it, but he says, Ima Kayemes? And his response was, is Ima still alive? Meaning to say, until you ask me about whether or not my father is alive, his father who is the brother of Rebbe Chia, ask me first if my mother is still alive. And as a result of this, Rebbe Chia understood that his father had that Rav's father, who was also the brother of Rebbe Chia, had died. So then, Rebbe Chia said to him, Ima Kayemes, is your mother, whose name was Ima, is she still alive? That was Rebbe Chia's sister. And Rav responded, Amarle, didn't I already talk to you about Aibu Kayem? Didn't I already speak to you about whether or not Aibu was alive? And as a result of this, Rebbe Chia understood that also the mother of Rav had died, and that Rebbe Chia now had found out that he had lost both his brother and his sister. So Amarle was Shamei. So Rebbe Chia said to his attendant, Cholutz li minalai, remove my shoes, v'holich klei acharai lebeis hamerchatz, and take my garments after me to the bathhouse to wash them, because I want to bathe there. But you're not supposed to bathe as you're a mourner. So what do we learn from this whole incident? So says the Gemara, Shema Mina Tlas, we learn from this incident three laws. Shema Mina, the first thing we learn is, Avel Aser Ben Ilas Asano. The first thing we learn is that a mourner is not allowed to wear shoes. Now, we didn't really need Rebbe Chia to teach us this, that a mourner is not allowed to wear shoes, because that's a verse in Ezekiel that it says, V'na'alecha tasim b'raglecha, that we know from the passage in Ezekiel that Ezekiel was told not to observe the laws of mourning for his wife. And from here we see all of the laws that everybody else is supposed to observe in the laws of mourning. And one of those laws that a person is supposed to do is supposed to remove their shoes. And that's the Gemara in Moed Katan Tesvav Amabez tells us that. And so what is he teaching us? He's only teaching us that even this law applies even by a Shmua Rechoka, even if where you found out about the death many years or more than, we're going to see, more than 30 days after it happened. So that is that you still have to remove your shoes. So that is the first thing. And an avel is prohibited to wear the shoes. Ushma mina, we learn the second thing from here, that shmu rechoka ina nohagas el yom echad, that in accordance with the position of Rabbi Akiva in Moed Katan 20a, we're told that the concept of shmu rechoka, that if you hear about the law of a person having died, that you only have to observe this, the mourning under those circumstances where it was distant from the death, you only have to observe it for one day, because immediately he was going to go to the bathhouse. And so therefore, that's the position of Rabbi Akiva. You only keep the laws of mourning for one day. However, according to the Chachamim in Moed Katan, that even by a Shmua Rechoka, you have to observe the laws of Shiva for 7 days and 30 days. And so This is the dispute there, and we see from here that Rabbi Chiya Paskin like Rabbi Akiva. And the third thing we learned was Shema Minam Miktas Ayom Kekuo, that it's sufficient by a period of mourning to just observe a portion of the day. And therefore, as a result of this, that Rabbi Chiya said, I'm going to go, after I remove my shoes, I'm going to immediately go to the bathhouse and take a bath. And he's doing this to teach his students the halacha that a mourning for a distant hearing, where you find out about it after the time, you only have to observe it for a portion of the day. This idea that of the way Rav told Rabbi Chiya about the fact that he was an Avel, the Ramah discusses this, and the Shulchan Aruch discusses this, if somebody dies, whether or not you have to tell him or not. So it's not an obligation to tell him. You're not obligated by Jewish law to tell the person, according to the Gemara in Yoredeya, you're not required to tell the person that they are mourning, even for his father or his mother. And in fact, it seems to say that you should not be the one to tell him, because it says in Proverbs 10:8, Motzi Diba Uksil. And if you say bad things, it's foolish to just tell the person bad news. However, if the person asks about his father or mother, you're not allowed to lie and say the person is alive. As it says, Midvar Sheker Tirchak, you must distance yourself from falsehood. However, when it comes to children who would want to say Kaddish, there the concept is to tell them so that they're able to say Kaddish. And so that's what the Ramah says, that if you know that they'd want to say Kaddish for their father or relative, Rachman al-Watslan, then you should tell them. And if you know they're not going to say Kaddish, if they ask, you're not allowed to lie. But if they don't ask, you don't have to be the one to tell them the news.